This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. A two-day special debate on the Constitution will begin today in Rajya Sabha to mark the beginning of 75th year of its adoption in the country. A similar debate was held in Lok Sabha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the debate in Rajya Sabha tomorrow. The BJP has issued a three-line whip for all its Rajya Sabha MPs, urging them to be present in the upper house today and tomorrow during the debate on the Constitution of India. On November 26, 1949, the Indian Constituent Assembly formally adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on January 26, 1950, establishing India as a sovereign democratic republic. In 2015, Modi government formally declared November 26 as Constitution Day, Samvidhan Divas, to honour the adoption of the Indian Constitution in 1949. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiative to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often led to the harassment of citizens. He urged to the participants that the states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah interacted with the surrendered Maoists and their families at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar, during his Chhattisgarh visit last evening. The Union Home Minister said that the government is making a comprehensive plan for the welfare of the surrendered Maoists as well as the people affected by Naxal violence. On the second day of his visit, the Union Home Minister will pay tribute to the security personnel martyred in the Naxal violence at Amar Vatika in Jagdalpur today. He will also interact with the families of the martyred Jawans. Apart from this, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level meeting in the state capital, Raipur, this evening to review the anti-Naxal operations and the progress of development projects being carried out in the Maoist-affected area. The nation celebrates Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes are being paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh saluted the bravery and sacrifice of India's armed forces on the occasion of Vijay Diwas today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the country will never forget their sacrifice and service to the nation. He said that the forces' unwavering courage and patriotism ensured that the country remained safe. It was on this day, 1971, the chief of the Pakistani forces, General A.A. Khan Niazi, along with 93,000 troops, had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces consisting of Indian Army and Mukti Bahini. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. Family sources said that the maestro was battling blood pressure-related problems. Earlier, Zakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. The winter session of the Madhya Pradesh Legislative Assembly is starting from today. The session will discuss many important matters, including the Public Trust Bill, Municipal Corporation and Municipality Act and Private University Amendment Bill will also be presented, along with a supplementary budget of more than 15,000 crore rupees for 2024-25. The benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty declined in early deals today amid weak global cues. Investors also remained cautious ahead of the WPI inflation data to be announced later in the day. In hockey, India won the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 championship in Muscat, Oman last night. In the title clash, Indian team defeated China 3-2 in a penalty shootout to successfully defend its title. In men's international cricket, day three of the third test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is currently underway at Brisbane in Gabba. And that is the end of this news bulletin.